So this is a continuation of my earlier audio boo on the Footworks radar of January 2010. There was a particular paragraph on which internet applications which did trouble me, so I'll quote it first of all. The report said, "Our position on which internet applications has changed over the past year. Experience has shown that platforms such as Silverlight, Flex and JavaFX may be useful for rich visualizations of data, but provide few benefits over simpler web applications. Given that these tool sets have limited support for automated testing, it would suggest that a more traditional web application stack provides greater value for enterprise development. We recommend only using WIA platforms for rich visualizations incorporated into web applications, not as comprehensive development targets." Yeah, so that's a very interesting view of the world. I think it's a slightly outdated view in 2009 and definitely in 2010, because the one thing about rich internet applications such as JavaFX and Flex is the adoption, at least in Sun Microsoft's world, of an application store. The story is always getting these applications deployed from a server onto whatever the device the user is using. So I disagree with that in principle, and in that especially JavaFX is not just a rich visualization on top of a web application, although you can embed a JavaFX or a Java applet inside a HTML web page. JavaFX is designed to be deployed even if you haven't got a browser. And what it is that it uses the Java Network Launcher protocol, which is JNLP, to actually download the runtime onto the desktop, and then using the consumer JRE enhancements actually launch that Java applications or JavaFX application. So I disagree with Thoughtworks' actual summary in their paragraph. I think JavaFX and which internet applications will become increasingly important, especially in the world of JavaFX and Flash, where you really want to run and target more than one profile and platform. Profile as in target device, whether it will be a desktop or a web application or some other embedded device. The idea of programming just one and compiling to one bytecode does appeal to businesses. That's all I have to say. What do you think? Bye.